Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus tells us that the parable of the farmer planting seeds is how different people respond to his message of God's kingdom. So we hear this story, and naturally, we see ourselves as the seeds. And we wonder, are we the seeds that fell on the road? You know, we hear about God's kingdom, but the good news just stays on the surface of our lives. It doesn't really get integrated or sink in. And then when we're overwhelmed or distracted or tempted, that good news flies out of our hearts and our minds. Or we wonder, could we be the seeds that fall on the gravel and wither because we don't have good roots established? You know, initially we're all excited about the good news, but we forget to nourish our faith with prayer and worship. And so our quick and early enthusiasm fades, and we don't live out that good news. Or we wonder, are we the seeds that get strangled by the weeds? You know, where we let our own worries and concerns get in the way of living, and then we have nothing left to share with others. Or we think, are we the weeds? Or are we the seeds that fall into good earth and produce a harvest? You know, we hear, we open our minds and our hearts to the good news of God's forgiveness, acceptance, and love, and that takes over our awareness and it transforms our lives. Well, if we think of ourselves as the seeds in this parable, it can quickly become a story of comparison and judgment and shame. And we wonder, am I a good seed? Which is really just another way to ask, does God still love me? This kind of thinking isn't the path that God wants us to take. God loves us, each of us. So, is there another way to look at this parable? To look at it from a different perspective? Because all the parables Jesus tells have many stories layered within the story. This parable is called the parable of the sower, the story of the farmer who is casting the seeds. So let's look at it that way. Well then, first of all, this farmer, any decent farmer would never just throw seeds all willy-nilly like this guy. Even us backyard gardeners know that's not how you do it. No farmer would purposely drop seeds on a road. That doesn't make sense. And no good farmer would ever let seeds just land on the gravel or on a pathway. There isn't a farmer on this planet who would just spread seeds where the weeds are already growing. No farmer of any sort would place only some of his seeds into good earth. All of the seeds need good, prepared soil, and they need water and tending. A lot of time and effort is put into getting the soil just right. And there's nutrients and a watering system and a fertilizing schedule and weeding, and it takes a lot of effort to grow some seeds. So what is going on with this farmer? Well, let's consider that the farmer is God. Because this is how God gives. God shares his acceptance, forgiveness, grace, and love willy-nilly. He scatters it all over the place so everyone and anyone can find it. But sometimes that forgiveness, acceptance, and love goes unnoticed. It's on the road. But the simplest of us find it and benefit. And sometimes the good news is heard, but it doesn't develop. Not for any fault of God's giving. Sometimes God's good news gets strangled by the weeds in our lives, our distractions and our worries, or our bad choices. And sometimes God's good news lands in a fertile place, in an open heart and mind and soul, where it grows beyond all expectations and dreams. One way to understand this parable is to see ourselves as the seeds. I like to see this story about God as the farmer and his crazy, ridiculous, overabundance, love, and grace. And we, in some kind of divine collaboration, are the ones to care for the soil and the seeds. God needs us to pick up the good news and plant it where it has a chance to grow. That's our part. We tend to the seeds and we tend to the soil. We remove the stones and we loosen the ground and we add organic matter. We do that when we love God and we love our neighbors. That's us nurturing the soil and nurturing the seeds. God needs us to tend to and care for God's good news like seeds, so God's will thrive. He needs us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to bring the kingdom of heaven to life. Well, it starts within our own hearts, where we forgive and accept and love ourselves. And then it grows out to our families and our friends and to the people at work and school and here and anywhere in our neighborhoods or our lives or around the world where we remember to share God's love. God, the farmer, that crazy sower of seeds, is so generous that seeds of hope and love are strewn everywhere. God needs us to find those scattered seeds and tend to them so that God's kingdom, God's garden, a world of acceptance, forgiveness, and love grows beyond our wildest dreams. Amen.